Proverbs 18:23 says, "The poor useth entreaties, but the rich answereth roughly." This proverb is teaching a very basic lesson between humility and pride. The poor is lowly. He speaks from a position of weakness. He must use entreaties and not come at us forcefully. The rich man answereth roughly because he can. He speaks from a position of power and wealth and influence. And the godless rich man doesn't care what anybody thinks of him, including God. The poor useth entreaties for that reason, but the rich answereth roughly. So what are the practical applications of this information? Well, number one, when someone approaches us, we can learn something about them right off by just observing the manner in which they approach us. You'll find that most people are in no place to demand anything of us, and yet a growing number of people believe they are entitled. And even though they are poor and having no position of power or influence to speak of, they deal with people roughly. Some folks in that condition have found such rough manner to be successful, which is why they do it. But I've found that when an entitled bully is face down and you simply refuse to deal with them when they talk to you like that, they'll back down and turn to entreaties because their main objective is to get what they want, not to be respected. On the other hand, you'll find some people of influence using rough manners, but you'll also find people who could speak using such rough language, but they choose instead to demonstrate humility and use entreaties. These folks are a rare breed, so we should learn to appreciate such people who demonstrate such humility, even though they could be rough. The poor useth entreaties, but the rich answereth roughly. So number two, another practical consideration of this proverb is to remember that we should be humble in our treatment of others, and with rare exception, we should use entreaties by making requests with respect to that person. There might be a time for forceful or rough demands, like if you see someone physically abusing or endangering others. That's not the time to worry about manners, and a forceful approach is fitting at such times, like when Jesus forcefully used a whip to clear the money changers out of the temple. But our typical mode of operation should be one of humility. We should show respect and use tact, as we'll see in Proverbs 29:23, "A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit." And then thirdly, we should consider this proverb when approaching God in prayer. The poor useth entreaties, but the rich answereth roughly. I think there are a few things that are more disgusting and despicable than to hear someone praying and demanding God do this or that based upon some unbiblical idea about our rights as the children of God, or some legal theory about God being bound to grant our prayers because we're His children, and then asking in Jesus' name and so forth means we get as long as we have enough faith, and that sort of nonsense. It's just blasphemous. I'm reminded of how Abraham spoke to the Lord in Genesis 18:27, saying, quote, "Behold now, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes," end quote. In the sight of men, Abraham was a wealthy and powerful man. He owned land, he had a huge stock in animals with servants, and I'm sure he had a stash of silver and gold at his disposal. But in the presence of God, Abraham understood just how small he was. As a matter of fact, we should understand that in the presence of God, all men, even all mankind combined, is but nothing in comparison to our amazing, omnipotent God. We should see ourselves as poor and in need of God's mercy, and we should believe and we should behave ourselves with the humility of God's poor servant when dealing with others as well. As Jesus said in Matthew 5:3, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." God will not reward pride in His children, but God does reward humility that's found in His children.